or CBA Mobile.
CBA, this is KO4 LXZ.
For LXZ, KB4 CBA. Name's David. Good afternoon.
Sir, this is Kyle. I'm pretty much brand new here. Just kind of, I've been hanging out under here a little bit, just listening. Kind of want to start talking now. So, hi.
Congratulations on getting your ticket, and good meet up with you on 2 meters FM. This is the band I started on. In fact, I'm one of the older hams. I got my license in 82, and of course they didn't have cell phones in 82, and we could make phone calls on from our radios. A phone patch that was connected to one of the repeaters, and so I thought it was pretty cool. And that you could, you know, make phone calls from your car, and that was, of course, I'd always enjoyed talking on two-way radio, so you know, that of course interested me, got me interested, and so a buddy of mine taught me to get my ticket. And I'm a general class. I need to get my extra.
Patch into a radio. That's pretty impressive.
Say that last part again.
Impressive for a phone patch into a radio from a car. I honestly didn't know you could do that.
If you think about it, you know, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't know what one was. And and I was dating. So it was pretty impressive to the girls, you know, that you could make a phone call from your car. So anyway, but it was a neat feature. I was telling somebody the other day, I was born and raised in Greenville, and my wife was too, and we've lived here all our lives except for 2.5 years. We lived in Charleston on James Island, and I was a minister, and I had taken a group of youth out to Bonnie Doon, which is in Walterboro, which is about an hour from Charleston, and Charleston had a repeater with an open auto patch, and I knew I knew how to access it, and our bus broke down, and so instead of having to make a long distance phone call, I just got on my ham radio and keyed up the repeater and called the church and told them they need to send somebody out there. And a couple of, you know, with a van or two. I can't remember how many kids we had. And because we were broke down, so I called the secretary of the church on the auto patch.
Comes in handy sometimes. And I'm just still kind of getting used to just having a radio that you can talk back on in the car yet.
How big do you have?
Shifting to Kenwood, TM72V, I believe.
Is it, I'm not real familiar with Kenwood products. Is it a 2 meter? Is it a dual bander or just a 2 meter radio or what?
2 meter, 77 centimeter dual bander.
I have here in the car. I've actually talked to a couple of people on 440, and there's a repeater. It's 442.075. I don't know the, it's got a tone. I can't remember the tone. I've got it programmed in the radio, but you can look it up on the ham directory online and or repeater directory online. I'm sorry, and it'll give you the code, the tone. But it's a good repeater, and it's real quiet, and you don't hear many people talking on it.
Frequency was 442.075.
Roger.
I'll have to check that out.
Did you have software to program your radio?
I'd chirp or whatever, but I really haven't gotten into any programming just yet. It's pretty much word of mouth.
Well, chirps, it's a good program. I've used it with my Balfang and my handheld that I had. Those things are just they're almost impossible to program. I mean, it'll just drive you nuts. You got to go through so many steps and just to program one frequency in. And Chirp does it, you know, lets you type it all in and then just plug the radio into the computer and send it to the radio, and boom, it's programmed. So, and then if you ever want to update it, you just plug it back in and update it, you know, put some more frequencies in. And this one came with its own software. And so I did that. I put all the frequencies in it that I thought I'd ever talk on. And it basically looks just like Chirp. And of course I can update it. In fact, I've already updated it one time because this has aviation receive on it, so I can listen to the towers and the airline pilots around. It's real interesting.
A great way to get an education about the whole aviation world right there.
Sometimes I don't understand what they're saying. they have their own lingo, you know. They don't talk in complete sentences. or they'll you know, if the tower's telling them to ascend, 35,000 feet, and so he'll just say, ascending to 3.5, and and if they say they're on what's that called? Oh gosh, I forgot the phrase. If they're on their final approach and they're within a mile of the runway, they have a phrase that they use that you won't hear anywhere else. And thank God it has left me. But I tell you, when you get 66 years old, you tend to forget stuff like that.
Z. Yeah, I'm honestly not too familiar with aviation itself. I'm afraid I can't help you out there.
I'm stopped, so I'm keying the repeater up to make sure I can hit it. Sometimes you'll stop in a dead spot. Yeah, I'm not either, and I've always wanted to fly an airplane. I take lessons and all, but it's just so dang expensive. And one of the biggest expenses pilots with a lesson, so anyway. But it would be fun to learn how to fly an airplane. And I never would be able to afford one on my own. And so there's not really much use to get a license.
Definitely makes sense. I've considered powered paragliding, basically strap an engine onto your back and fly under a parachute, but I don't know if the terrain around here is any good for doing that.
Do you just have to have an open field, or do you actually, like, jump off the side of a mountain or something?
Just take off from any open space. I mean, you're up and running within, really, a couple steps.
Cool. Well, I imagine there's a lot of open fields around here. if you get somebody's permission to say, hey, I'd just like to take off in your front yard there. but anyway, especially, you know, in that outskirts of town, of course, in downtown Greenville, I don't think there's a speck of dirt left anywhere that doesn't have a building or a parking garage or something like, or asphalt on it. So, I tell you, they're just building, they've gone building crazy in the downtown.
All right. I'm up at Taylor, so there's a little bit more open air around there, open field.
Sure. The last letter of your call, is it Z? The letter Z is like zebra?
It's Lima X-ray Zulu.
I'm trying to make sure. All right, Cal, well, I have, I'm playing tennis, and I pulled into a sports club here, and I've got a few things. I got to change my shoes and do a few other things before I go, and I have to go inside and check in, and then I'd come back out and see if I can hit that little yellow ball. Actually going to a clinic tonight. But it's a lot of fun. But anyway, I enjoyed talking with you, and so this will be my final transmission, and I'll say 73s, and appreciate you riding along with me, and I'll stick around for your final transmission. So, all right. Well, let me ask you one more question. Are you on the low bands on HF?
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm just pretty much voice at this point.
I mean, that's where most, I would say most of them start. Gosh, I didn't have an HF rig till the 90s. And I didn't have an antenna for it, so I never made any contacts on it, and I finally, we moved into an HOA subdivision, and I was told I couldn't put up an antenna, so I sold it, and then I found out I could have put a antenna, you know, like a dipole or something up in the attic, and I said, well, doggone, I wish I'd have known that, I'd have kept that radio. But anyway, I still live in the HOA, but a different one, and but I got a Carolina Wyndham antenna, it's just a wire, and it's hidden up in the tree, so you can't see it, so nobody knows it's there. All right, anyway, 73s, and I got to get out of here. You have a good one, KB4CBA, clear after yours.
If you enjoy that tennis clinic, I'm clear. Here, KO4LXZ.